Hey, I know you. You're James, right? James Roberts.
Amanda? Amanda Brown? Wow, it's been a long time.
Yeah. Oh, are you going to the class reunion in 2 weeks?
I've heard about it, but I'm not sure. Where is it anyway?
The reunion is going to be held at the Mountain Country Club across from Park City.
Man, that's a nice place. Yeah, so, and what time does it start?
I think it starts at 6.
And how much does it cost? You know, those reunions sometimes are really pricey.
Well, it's $20 a ticket that includes dinner and entertainment.
And what kind of entertainment are they going to have?
They're going to have a live jazz band and dancing.
Well, I'm not interested in dancing. A jazz band? That doesn't sound bad. So, well, who's organizing the event this time?
Do you remember Chad Phillips?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't he the quarterback on the football team?
Right. Well, he married Sarah Rogers.
Oh, Sarah Rogers?
Yeah, and they're in charge of the event. So what do you think? Are you gonna go?
I don't know. Sarah Roberts? Or Rogers, yeah. Well, I never really fit into high school, and I was kind of a loner. And to be honest, I remember asking Sarah out on a date, and she turned me down. She said, I know, and she said she was sick, and it turned out she went out with someone else that night. And I don't know, this could be a little awkward, don't you think?
Well, why don't we go together?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, sure. Why not? Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Well, I always thought you were really nice, and I just never had the guts to ask you out.
Well, here's your chance.
Well, that sounds great. So, what is your number so I can call you?
Okay, it's 435
Wait, hang on. I gotta get my phone here. Okay, 435
923
923
6017.
Okay, 6017. Okay, and where do you live?
I only live 2 blocks south of the old high school.
Oh, really? Oh, that's not far at all. Yeah, I know where that is. And, well, let me call you a few days before to confirm things.
Sounds good, it should be fun.
All right.
Hey, I know you. You're James, right? James Roberts.
Amanda? Amanda Brown? Wow, it's been a long time.
Yeah. Oh, are you going to the class reunion in 2 weeks?
I've heard about it, but I'm not sure. Where is it anyway?
The reunion is going to be held at the Mountain Country Club across from Park City.
Man, that's a nice place. Yeah, so, and what time does it start?
I think it starts at 6.
And how much does it cost? You know, those reunions sometimes are really pricey.
Well, it's $20 a ticket that includes dinner and entertainment.
And what kind of entertainment are they going to have?
They're going to have a live jazz band and dancing.
Well, I'm not interested in dancing. A jazz band? That doesn't sound bad. So, well, who's organizing the event this time?
Do you remember Chad Phillips?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't he the quarterback on the football team?
Right. Well, he married Sarah Rogers.
Oh, Sarah Rogers?
Yeah, and they're in charge of the event. So what do you think? Are you gonna go?
I don't know. Sarah Roberts? Or Rogers, yeah. Well, I never really fit into high school, and I was kind of a loner. And to be honest, I remember asking Sarah out on a date, and she turned me down. She said, I know, and she said she was sick, and it turned out she went out with someone else that night. And I don't know, this could be a little awkward, don't you think?
Well, why don't we go together?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, sure. Why not? Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Well, I always thought you were really nice, and I just never had the guts to ask you out.
Well, here's your chance.
Well, that sounds great. So, what is your number so I can call you?
Okay, it's
Wait,
435
hang on. I gotta get my phone here. Okay, 435
923
923
6017.
Okay, 6017. Okay, and where do you live?
I only live 2 blocks south of the old high school.
Oh, really? Oh, that's not far at all. Yeah, I know where that is. And, well, let me call you a few days before to confirm things.
Sounds good. It should be fun.
All right.
Hey, I know you. You're James, right? James Roberts.
Amanda? Amanda Brown? Wow, it's been a long time.
Yeah. Oh, are you going to the class reunion in 2 weeks?
I've heard about it, but I'm not sure. Where is it anyway?
The reunion is going to be held at the Mountain Country Club across from Park City.
Man, that's a nice place. Yeah, so, and what time does it start?
I think it starts at 6.
And how much does it cost? You know, those reunions sometimes are really pricey.
Well, it's $20 a ticket that includes dinner and entertainment.
And what kind of entertainment are they going to have?
They're going to have a live jazz band and dancing.
Well, I'm not interested in dancing. A jazz band? That doesn't sound bad. So, well, who's organizing the event this time?
Do you remember Chad Phillips?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't he the quarterback on the football team?
Right, right. Well, he married Sarah Rogers.
Oh, Sarah Rogers?
Yeah, and they're in charge of the event. So what do you think? Are you going to go?
I don't know. Sarah Roberts? Or Rogers, yeah, yeah. Well, I never really fit into high school, and I was kind of a loner. And to be honest, I remember asking Sarah out on a date, and she turned me down. She said, I know, and she said she was sick, and it turned out she went out with someone else that night, and I don't know, this could be a little awkward, don't you think?
Well, why don't we go together?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, sure, why not? Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Well, I always thought you were really nice, and, I just never had the guts to ask you out.
Well, here's your chance.
Well, that sounds great. So, what is your number so I can call you?
Okay, it's 435.
Wait, hang on. I got to get my phone here. Okay, 435.
923.
6017. Okay, 6017. Okay, and where do you live?
I only live 2 blocks south of the old high school.
Oh, really? Oh, that's not far at all. Yeah, I know where that is. And, well, let me call you a few days before to confirm things.
Sounds good. It should be fun.
All right.
Speaker 1. Yes, I enjoy cooking, especially with my sister, because I prepare all the things, but she will wash. That's our agreement. And I like to cook with the simple ingredients, less than five, because it will take little time, fewer little time.
Speaker 2.
I absolutely never cook. I used to cook when I was in university, but I never got very far with it. It was boring. And I have a microwave and a kettle in my apartment, and that's it. And I would never cook for another person.
Speaker 3.
Do I enjoy cooking? Yes, I do. Ever since I started to live on my own, I've really started to enjoy cooking. Of course, I just don't like the dishes. My record is 1 month, actually, of not doing the dishes. So, of course, after not doing the dishes for about a month, there's a really interesting smell that starts to develop.
Speaker 4.
Do I enjoy cooking? Well, I don't really enjoy cooking because I'm not a very good cook. Well, I like to try new things and like experiment in cooking, but I don't really enjoy. I like baking and I like trying new things out, but not particularly cooking.
Speaker 5.
Do I enjoy cooking? Yes, I do enjoy cooking, especially when I have free time on the weekends. I live with my flatmates and we cook together at times. We cook ethnic foods from Africa, that's where I come from, Kenya in particular. And yeah, I enjoy cooking.
Speaker 6.
I do not enjoy cooking in the slightest. I'm a terrible cook and I will eat anything, so I have absolutely no motivation to learn to cook.
Speaker 1.
Yes, I enjoy cooking, especially with my sister, because I prepare all the things, but she will wash. That's our agreement. And I like to cook with the simple ingredients, less than five, because it will take little time, fewer little time.
Speaker 2.
I absolutely never cook. I used to cook when I was in university, but I never got very far with it. It was boring. And I have a microwave and a kettle in my apartment, and that's it. And I would never cook for another person.
Speaker 3.
Do I enjoy cooking? Yes, I do. Ever since I started to live on my own, I've really started to enjoy cooking. Of course, I just don't like the dishes. My record is 1 month, actually, of not doing the dishes. So, of course, after not doing the dishes for about a month, there's a really interesting smell that starts to develop.
Speaker 4.
Do I enjoy cooking? Well, I don't really enjoy cooking because I'm not a very good cook. Well, I like to try new things and like experiment in cooking, but I don't really enjoy. I like baking and I like trying new things out, but not particularly cooking.
Speaker 5.
Do I enjoy cooking? Yes, I do enjoy cooking, especially when I have free time on the weekends. I live with my flatmates and we cook together at times. We cook ethnic foods from Africa, that's where I come from, Kenya in particular. And yeah, I enjoy cooking.
Speaker 6.
I do not enjoy cooking in the slightest. I'm a terrible cook and I will eat anything, so I have absolutely no motivation to learn to cook.
Speaker 1.
Yes, I enjoy cooking, especially with my sister, because I prepare all the things, but she will wash. That's our agreement. And I like to cook with the simple ingredients, less than 5, because it will take little time, fewer little time.
Speaker 2.
I absolutely never cook. I used to cook when I was in university, but I never got very far with it. It was boring. And I have a microwave and a kettle in my apartment, and that's it. And I would never cook for another person.
Speaker 3.
Do I enjoy cooking? Yes, I do. Ever since I started to live on my own, I've really started to enjoy cooking. Of course, I just don't like the dishes. My record is 1 month, actually, of not doing the dishes. So, of course, after not doing the dishes for about a month, there's a really interesting smell that starts to develop.
Speaker 4.
Do I enjoy cooking? Well, I don't really enjoy cooking because I'm not a very good cook. Well, I like to try new things and like experiment in cooking, but I don't really enjoy. I like baking and I like trying new things out, but not particularly cooking.
Speaker 5.
Do I enjoy cooking? Yes, I do enjoy cooking, especially when I have free time on the weekends. I live with my flatmates and we cook together at times. We cook ethnic foods from Africa, that's where I come from, Kenya in particular. And yeah, I enjoy cooking.
Speaker 6.
I do not enjoy cooking in the slightest. I'm a terrible cook and I will eat anything, so I have absolutely no motivation to learn to cook.
Australia is an island continent located in the southern hemisphere. It lies between the Pacific and Indian Oceans and has a land area of over 7 million square kilometres. The climate in Australia ranges from tropical in the far north to temperate in the south. Approximately one-third of Australia is desert. Because it is a geographically isolated country, Australia has many animals that are unique. Some of these are the kangaroos, koalas, emus, dingoes, and platypuses. The first people to come to Australia were the Aborigines. It is believed that they arrived here about 60,000 years ago. In 1770, Captain Cook was the first European to land on the east coast to claim Australia for Britain. In 1788, Governor Phillip arrived in Port Jackson, now Sydney, to set up the first colony. Originally, it was a place for British prisoners. When the Europeans came to stay, there were approximately 300,000 Aboriginal people living in Australia. The population of Australia reached 20 million in 2005. Sydney is the largest city with 4,305,500 people as at July 2004. Australia is a multiracial and multicultural society where people from over 200 countries have made Australia their home. When tourists visit Australia, they can visit such places as the Great Barrier Reef off the Queensland coast, Sydney with its beaches, the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge, and numerous other places, too many to mention here. Whether a visitor likes the country or city, there is much to see here in Australia. Australia is an island continent located in the southern hemisphere. It lies between the Pacific and Indian Oceans and has a land area of over 7 million square kilometres. The climate in Australia ranges from tropical in the far north to temperate in the south. Approximately one-third of Australia is desert. Because it is a geographically isolated country, Australia has many animals that are unique. Some of these are the kangaroos, koalas, emus, dingoes, and platypuses. The first people to come to Australia were the Aborigines. It is believed that they arrived here about 60,000 years ago. In 1770, Captain Cook was the first European to land on the east coast to claim Australia for Britain. In 1788, Governor Phillip arrived in Port Jackson, now Sydney, to set up the first colony. Originally, it was a place for British prisoners. When the Europeans came to stay, there were approximately 300,000 Aboriginal people living in Australia. The population of Australia reached 20 million in 2005. Sydney is the largest city with 4,305,500 people as at July 2004. Australia is a multiracial and multicultural society where people from over 200 countries have made Australia their home. When tourists visit Australia, they can visit such places as the Great Barrier Reef off the Queensland coast, Sydney with its beaches, the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge, and numerous other places, too many to mention here. Whether a visitor likes the country or city, there is much to see here in Australia. Australia is an island continent located in the southern hemisphere. It lies between the Pacific and Indian Oceans and has a land area of over 7 million square kilometres. The climate in Australia ranges from tropical in the far north to temperate in the south. Approximately one-third of Australia is desert. Because it is a geographically isolated country, Australia has many animals that are unique. Some of these are the kangaroos, koalas, emus, dingoes, and platypuses. The first people to come to Australia were the Aborigines. It is believed that they arrived here about 60,000 years ago. In 1770, Captain Cook was the first European to land on the east coast to claim Australia for Britain. In 1788, Governor Phillip arrived in Port Jackson, now Sydney, to set up the first colony. Originally, it was a place for British prisoners. When the Europeans came to stay, there were approximately 300,000 Aboriginal people living in Australia. The population of Australia reached 20 million in 2005. Sydney is the largest city with 4,305,500 people as at July 2004. Australia is a multiracial and multicultural society where people from over 200 countries have made Australia their home. When tourists visit Australia, they can visit such places as the Great Barrier Reef off the Queensland coast, Sydney with its beaches, the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge, and numerous other places, too many to mention here. Whether a visitor likes the country or city, there is much to see here in Australia.